looking for a way to put together all the pieces of these broken parts. The signs are in the air, in every breath, in every moment, and in every heart. Every time we rise and fall together, there's a light to guide us through it all. We hold on to each other through the ways that we discover on the road to love.
נחזיק ביחד מעל ההבדלים, נראה איך אהבה מחזה על הפשעים.
Hold on to love, come on and let your heart sing. Break open the door, it's time for uniting.
Shalom, חברים.
Hello, dear friends. Good morning to everyone, or afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This preparation we prepared together with great love from the connection with the tens of 10-1 and 10-Natanya. We really tried to bring you all the love we have, all the joy we had in the fact that we've been having the privilege to come closer to the Creator. So let's really take advantage of this opportunity we were given. We will open our hearts, unite, we'll hear an excerpt, and prepare ourselves in the best possible way for the most highest standing possible, the most immense opportunity a creature could have towards this immense lesson. Please, reader.
Prabash writes, we want to be rewarded with feeling while engaging in Torah and Mitzvot, that we are serving a great and important King, and that by this there will be love of the Creator within us from feeling His exaltedness. However, all of our pleasure will come from serving the Creator. This will be our reward, and not that He will somehow reward us for the work. Instead, we will feel that the work itself is the reward, and there is no greater reward in the world than the privilege of serving the Creator.
A question for an active workshop. Let's share with each other our yearning and joy to bestow contentment to the Creator. Again, let's share with one another our yearning and joy to bestow contentment to the Creator.
Great joy, great joy. I think that Eitan started and he spoke, what a privilege, what a huge privilege we have to be here together. What a privilege it is to sit together with the world Kli, with all of the friends, with all of these special points that are yearning to reach the Creator, that are yearning to bestow contentment upon Him. And now is the time when we are all under one leader in one direction, and we all truly want to be in a complete prayer, a whole prayer to the Creator.
Yes, joy to bestow contentment to the Creator is actually a joy to bestow contentment to the Ten, because we know that this is actually how the Creator really reveals His place for work. The Ten is where every behind every friend the Creator stands. It's actually the Shekhinah. So we're so rejoiced with that, each of us giving greatness of the path, giving energy in this path, and thinking of everyone. We're thinking about the whole world Kli, that we're all together entering with enthusiasm to this lesson. And with joy, we want to be in gratitude to receive such an opportunity to connect and draw the reforming light.
There are moments when you're truly grateful from the bottom of the heart. You're not acting it, but it's truly from the bottom of the heart, from the depth of the heart, for this wonderful thing that He created, that He gave us an opportunity to truly get to know the quality of bestowal, which is life, opposite all of the seemingly bad things that exist in the world. Suddenly you're able to take His perspective once in a while about the whole of creation and how it's advancing in the direction of correction and about the importance of this specific lesson in order for this to happen. And you think about what is expecting this humanity, what joy, what happiness, what purpose, then indeed you can be in joy all the time.
In truth, it's always the kind of questions that we need to answer in the preparation of the lesson. I'm reminded by the things that Rav tells you, how Rabash would wake up in the morning, how difficult it was for him, and slowly, slowly, until he would gradually, slowly, slowly come to the highest heights. And we too, I think some of us are waking up in the morning like that. And look what the Creator arranged for us. What a world Kli. What great joy, right? First thing in the morning with such a question. The Creator doesn't leave you choices. He puts you right in place because He arranges this question through the friends. He's operating in everything and He is creating this picture, this reality. So how could we not be happy? Look what He's giving us. We didn't even wake up yet, and He really gave us this. Let's share each other with the yearning for our joy to bring contentment to the Creator. There's probably someone who really loves us.
We read in the preparation that all of our work is also the reward. And therefore, our path, it's not that we are going towards some result, that there, somewhere at the end, we will start to harvest, to see the fruits, but rather every moment, each moment in our work on this path is joy, it's an experience, an opportunity. We just have to take advantage of it. We just need to take it all the way with all of our heart.
Just what Gershon said, the Creator put us on this path. He awakened us. He collected us. And our joy is not from us in bringing contentment to the Creator, because we're not there yet, but from having a yearning for that or an attraction towards that. We don't even know what that is, but we have such joy from that at least.
Yes, the joy is because we received something special. The joy because we have an opportunity right here to be together with each other, and for that we should be grateful.
It's written, according to what it's written, in the multitude of people is the King's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King.
A question for a silent workshop. How do we create during the lesson a strong atmosphere of the greatness and importance of the Creator? Again, how do we create a strong atmosphere of the greatness and importance of the Creator during the lesson?
חברים אהובים, עכשיו ניכנס לשיעור
בתפילה. Beloved friends, now we will enter the lesson with a prayer, for the Creator to give us love between us, since through it we will attain everything. Again, we will enter the lesson in prayer that the Creator will grant love between us, since through it we will attain everything.